Talking with one of our future leaders today, we have Bo Felker. Bo, can you tell us a bit about your background?
Well, the ice cream trailer was started just about 4 years ago now, and I was in grade 10, and I was 16, so I started by doing a summer company grant through the government. That was really fun, really nerve-wracking because I hate public speaking, but I got to go in front of a bunch of like older business people, and I got to kind of mingle with them and learn how to make like a little, I made a business plan and did a whole bunch of stuff like that. And then we got the trailer from up north, did a little wrap on it, and kind of got started. I decided on selling Shaw's ice cream, which was really excited. So I got to get acquainted with those girls at Shaw's, and they're super nice. And they kind of helped me with sizing and talk about, I was in customer service at Muscat's Country Store, but I never, you know, that's kind of the only job I'd had prior. So it was really interesting just them helping me through, you know, how to deal with customers and stuff like that.
So what do you think some of the challenges facing young people today are?
Getting started is quite difficult. Depending on where you are, it's a little bit difficult to get a good support system and get going if you'd like to start a business. But I found that in the community, there's tons of people that want to help, like that are knowledgeable on areas that you're not. Like, for example, I have friends here this summer that would like to help me with the social media aspect because that's something that I'd like to improve on. So, like, I think sometimes it's difficult to find people that have expertise in things that you don't have. It's such a blessing that you can get connected to people that can help you on sides that you're not as strong in.
So what are some of your biggest influences that have helped you get to where you are?
I'd probably say Nana. My Nana and Dad, they were kind of a massive inspiration on why the ice cream trailer started. Nana loved ice cream, so that was kind of, I think Mom might have been the first person to suggest the ice cream trailer. It was kind of a little bit of a tough time in grade 10 after Dad and Nana passed away. So Dad always encouraged us to, you know, whether we were working or doing our own thing, just to work really hard. And I think Dad would, this would be something that he'd get a kick out of seeing. But yeah, he really encouraged us to work hard and kind of do our own thing and put in some extra hours. So, and Nana was a super hard worker too. So I think they were super inspirational. My mom was super, super helpful in, you know, just walking me through it, especially the first couple of years when it's challenging. I didn't know what I was doing. And especially through, I really didn't want to do that summer company grant, but it was definitely something that I'm glad I did.
So do you have any advice for youth maybe starting out, like maybe they want to start their own business kind of along with yours?
I just say go for it. I think it's difficult when you have a bit of an idea, but there's so many details that need to fall in place. Just go for it and you'll be super surprised on how many people, like even if they don't know you super well, how many people will be encouraging in the community. Like the first year, I remember it being hard to like find events and stuff like that or find a place to be with Ice Cream Trailer. But just telling somebody young to just, if you have an idea that you're really passionate about, just kind of go for it and don't be afraid to ask for as much help as you need, because I think people are a lot more willing to give it.
So where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years?
I don't know. I've been trying to think about that recently. Originally, I kind of thought, you know, I have 2 more years left of university, and I thought that I would kind of be selling the trailer right away, but I've been thinking a little bit more of, you know, maybe I'll keep it. I've been wondering, like, maybe is it an option to potentially, like, get another trailer? I'm really not sure. But in the next couple of years, I'll be graduating from Redeemer, and then I'll be graduating with my psychology degree. And I think I'd like to, whether it's social work or I've really seen myself going to the mission field. I've always kind of envisioned that after school. So I think that's what I'd like to get up to in the next few years.